Okay. Hi guys. Welcome to episode, I think 12. I don't remember. I did not look it up ahead of time and I kind of don't care enough, so you'll find out. But here I am in Isla Vista with one of my best friends, KL, also known as Kristen Lloyd Hart. My first question, Kristen, do you have a middle name? Because I was like, I always call you KL and I feel like your middle name is Marie, but then I don't remember.
Guess honestly, you like have like a probably 75% odds of being right if you just guess Marie and like someone in my
Yeah,
age group. It's
that's
actually
true.
it's Elizabeth, which is like probably like the other like 25% of
That's so
people.
pretty.
Oh, thank
Kristen
you,
Elizabeth. I did not know
Kristen
that.
Elizabeth. Yeah.
All right, so here's the questions that I had written down. And then, so I was telling Kristen, so I've been at like worship school workshop situation. And for the first time in my life, I do feel like, oh, my mic is over here, that my ears are tired because it was a lot of processing like music in a style that's different from what I normally make, but also processing other people's relationship with the Lord and like lots of new personalities. And it was so fun and glorious, but I am tired. So I was asking Kristen earlier, because she's a classical musician, about what it's like to have tired ears. But first, let's find out if you could tell us about growing up in Nashville and your attachment to or lack thereof the city of your childhood and how it's changed over the years. Because like I had a conversation that was kind of awkward with this guy earlier today in this like surf shop, and I was like, it was like one of those things where you buy something and then you put your number in and they send you a receipt. He's like, oh, you're from North Carolina. And I was like, yeah. And then I like vented about how everybody is ruining North Carolina, and he was offended. So he's
Oh
probably buying a house there right now.
I was gonna say, is he gentrifying like your neighborhood? Probably.
Yeah. And it was, I mean, it was a good conversation, and it was like good for me to like have a pleasant, agreeable conversation with somebody who clearly didn't agree with me and didn't want to let it go, which is good because I don't feel like you always have to let it go. Kind of like our deal in the car about the movie. But anyway, okay. So I'm doing the thing that podcasters do where they have somebody on their show and then they talk the whole time. So tell us about growing up in Nashville and how you feel about seeing the city change and all that.
Oh, sure. Okay. So I enjoyed growing up in Nashville. I mean, obviously, it is a really great music culture for all different styles of music. I think people assume, oh, Nashville country music. But to be honest, I haven't listened to a ton of country music throughout my life. Definitely not when I was a kid. But I would go to all kinds of concerts. I mean, I guess contemporary Christian was a big thing. So growing up, my mom was pretty into it. So, she would take us to hear like Michael W. Smith and like DC Talk and stuff like that. So that was always fun. And then more in my like teen years and stuff, I would go to shows, like more like pop punk, rock, like all different
You
styles.
said pop, what?
Pop punk.
Oh, pop punk.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
And then, I mean, growing up, so both my parents are classical musicians, like they were both in the National Symphony, so that was a big part too of sort of what I saw as like the musical landscape of Nashville was, going to the symphony with my parents, going to the opera, going to the ballet.
I love that term, musical landscape. That's such a good
Oh,
one.
thanks. I literally just came up with it just now.
Nice.
Thanks. And then let's see, the other piece is how Nashville changed. I mean, it's definitely been really interesting because I think growing up in Nashville, it wasn't a cool place to be from. Like when I would talk to people like from other states or whatever, sometimes you would really get these people that are like, oh, Tennessee, like do you wear shoes there? Do you ride
Oh,
your
man.
horse to school? Like it
Did
was,
you ride a horse?
yeah.
Well, who are these people?
I just remember
That's funny. That's
like
like, that Reba song, I was country before country was cool. Or when
Right?
country wasn't cool.
I mean, Nashville's not even country, is the funny thing. At least, like,
That's
where I grew
true.
up in Nashville
Yeah,
wasn't
region,
really
yeah.
country at all.
Do you ride a horse to school? But you did like, did you ride horses or you liked them? You went through like a horse phase, I
I
thought.
like wanted to go through a horse
Oh,
girl
okay.
phase, but like
You didn't.
we're not that wealthy to like own a horse. I think I did get to do like there was like a YMCA summer camp that wasn't like, I guess it was technically a YMCA, but it was a YMCA like out like by the lake, like in the woods. And I think I got to do, I got to do like one summer where my mom let me do the like extra horseback riding session or whatever.
Oh,
That
nice.
was fun, but yeah, no, I can't say that I was a horse girl
Yeah,
other
maybe
than
I
that
don't
one
know.
time.
Maybe.
No, I was, like, an aspirational girl. Like, I totally would have done it, like, if it were, like, practical and affordable. Yeah. But, nice. I loved every animal. I had tons of pets, so understandable that, you know.
Was it always cats, or you had, like...
I had everything. I had cats. I had...
Look, he's, like, the cat's back
from
the
back. Oh, he's so cute. You heard.
He's, like, trying to get in this house.
Oh, my gosh. What a cutie. Sorry. Yeah, cats, dogs, fish, mice, birds. I never had a turtle.
Okay. What about a hamster?
We briefly, well, so I guess I technically didn't have a hamster, but for a minute our cousins lived with us, and they had a hamster.
Oh, fun.
And he ate the curtains in my brother's bedroom.
Aw.
Yeah.
Did you, was, like, your cousins and their parents, or just the cousins?
Yeah, the, I think my cousins and their mom lived with us for, because they moved to Nashville, and then, so my aunt, they lived with us for a couple months until they found their own apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they musical, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my cousin Megan sings and plays piano.
Oh.
Yeah, she has a beautiful voice. Nice. And writes by music.
Do you sing? I was trying to remember that. I feel like you have a really pretty voice.
Oh, no.
But I don't remember if it's just, like, being next to you in church, or if you, like, I don't know.
Oh, thanks. Well, I appreciate that. But, yeah, no, I don't consider myself to be a singer. Okay. Like, I wish. Maybe someday I'll, you know, take lessons, but I don't.
I feel like you should just. I know I said this earlier at lunch, but I feel like you should just dive in.
It'd be fun, but I don't know. Yeah, I the only time I've really consistently sung in public was when I taught elementary music.
And oh, maybe that's what
that was kind of traumatizing for me. Like, I intentionally like learned ukulele just to like not have to sing by myself.
I remember
like,
that.
Out my voice with the ukulele.
That was cute. I remember that. Yeah,
but my like 3-chord knowledge of ukulele.
I mean, I feel like it's perfect for that.
Oh yeah, that was all I needed to know, and never progressed beyond.
I know
that.
What you mean though. Sometimes it is easy. To not just to have like a to have not necessarily like high behind but like to have the support of
it. Yeah, exactly, because I can hear if I'm on pitch or not, but not I can't hear it if I don't have musical accompaniment. My ear is not that good to like or not very. I mean, I can hear like intervals within the voice, but I just like if I go slightly ever so slightly flat as I'm like singing or whatever.
I don't know that I even know. I hear a lot about pitch. I don't know that I would know.
I because the other time I did have to sing, we'd have to do like sight singing when I was in school. And that was always really stressful. And sometimes they would, like, you know, play your keynote, and then, like, you'd sing the exercise, and then at the end they'd play it again and be like, yeah, you got, like, really flat.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so enough to know that, like, not the strongest.
Did you see
singer.
That, like, there was a video on the internet of this, like, chorus teacher with a Nerf gun, and she would, like, go around, and everybody had to do their note, and then she would shoot them if they got it wrong.
Oh, my gosh, that's really funny. That's I didn't see that. I should look that up.
All right, so me and Kristen met in the Bay Area when she was living in St. Helena. You were in a music program?
Yeah.
Okay. My question, I don't know why I have that here, maybe just to give context to the 12 people that listen to my podcast.
I forgot that I was still living in Napa. Yeah. That's so true.
Yeah, and like, I spent the night at your, wherever you were, and that was like... So fun.
Oh,
and then remember we got
so
kicked
cute.
Out of the Culinary Institute of America.
Oh, right. They were, like, closing or something?
Well, we weren't supposed to be... They didn't have... It wasn't locked. And then they were like, you're not allowed to be in here.
Oh, anyway. Yeah. I forgot about that.
I know.
That was funny.
Okay. Maybe this is the point of the question. Did you ever consider not being a musician, like, when you were younger? And then do you still... We kind of talked about this earlier, but, like...
Yeah.
Not this exact question, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think, actually, the funny thing is when I was really young, I did really want to be a singer because I enjoyed singing a lot, but yeah, I kind of realized pretty quickly that, like, I don't know if that's my strong suit.
Okay.
I mean, I've always loved harp. I wanted to play harp ever since probably I was, like, 3 or 4 and would go to ballet and heard it at, like, you know, Nutcracker and Swan Lake and stuff have big, like, harp cadenzas and... Yeah, I think I was, well, I guess I also wanted to do ballet. I was really into that, but also, once again, did it for a couple years and was like, maybe this is not, like, my career path.
Yeah.
But harp was, like, adjacent enough to ballet. I think that I was really into it, and, yeah, my parents made me play piano for a while first, because they're not about to just go out buy me a harp when I'm, like, 4, you know? Yeah, I mean, I've definitely, throughout... my life considered other things. I thought about music therapy for a while.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, too. Did you get a degree in that?
I didn't get a degree. I had actually gotten into a program, but there was, like, some things with funding because it was, it was a whole thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not totally writing that off for a future thing, but for now, it's, you know, I do enjoy performing a lot.
That's good.
Yeah. So I feel like most of what I've thought about has been, you know, more or less in music or music kind of related type things. Yeah. Hmm. I mean, I've enjoyed, like, visual arts and stuff, too, but it was always the thing of, like, all the things that I think would be fun to do, I'm like, oh, that actually isn't much more stable than music, so yeah. No point in changing at this point. I guess the only other more practical field is, like, I've done, like, a lot of fashion retail, so, yeah. like, styling and that, or, like, you know, maybe, like, owning a vintage store or something like that.
Because you were a buyer for a little while, right?
I was a buyer for a minute. Yeah. And, like, me and my friend, who was also a buyer at Crossroads, mm. we were like, okay, in, like, 20 years, if neither of us are happy in our career, we'll, like, open a vintage store years. Together.
But it sounds like a good long run.
Yeah. That's but funny. So far, not totally going towards that plan, but who knows?
Yeah. Hmm. That I think I actually did have another question. Yeah, my next question was about that. About because I've always admired how you like have had the courage to like piece together. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but like piece together a living through music by like alone.
Oh,
and, like
thanks,
I've
yeah.
like seen you work other jobs like Stitch Fix and like stuff like that.
Yeah. But
it always seemed like music was like steadily providing income for you, and I always thought that was like really courageous.
Oh, thank you.
And I remember one time we, like, kind of have talked about, like, just being an artist. Oh, I learned this new word, post-lapsarian, after the
Ooh.
Fall, right?
Oh, very
so
fancy.
So we're, like, we have to, like, we don't have the same experience that God, like, designed for us to have with regard to, like, provision and, like, being mm-hmm. in a garden where you just can, like, pick an apple off a tree and then spend all your time creating.
Yeah.
And so I was wondering if you feel open to talking about, like, what that's been like for you, like, how, like... Because you went to, like, school, and then you were, like, working and, like, being a professional musician, but earlier this year you were saying you felt a little bit burnout. Was that about, like, the pressure, performance, and provision, or was it more just, like, the amount of time that you've been doing things the way you've been doing? Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, I get what you're asking. I think that particular conversation we were having, I think I was feeling burnt out because... It was cool because I was getting a lot of, like, orchestral performing work, which mm-hmm. is, you know, sort of the most closely related to what I went to school to do. Like, you know, like, weddings and stuff, obviously, they aren't really training you to do that when you're in conservatory, you know? Mm-hmm. That's not, like, the end goal, yeah. right? So, like, yeah, you true. Know, the having primarily orchestral work feels a little bit more like, oh, I'm, like, making it, this is, like, what I went to school to do kind of thing, but it's, like, way harder than... any other kind of like yeah. music work that I do, at least for me personally. And I just, it was like a time of year when I had a lot of really demanding things that I was working on. And so I just felt like, you know, I'm playing as many hours a day physically as I can. yeah. And I still just feel like I'm not like learning this music fast enough. And yeah. I'm like, you know, 'cause performing too is like, for me, I have to be like, kind of spend time to like get in a good mental space to do it. And like, you know, when you just have so much stuff back to back to back to back, it's like hard to feel like you can fully get in a good performance mindset for like every one of the things that you have, especially when you like don't have as much prep time as you yeah. would like in an ideal world. So I think that's kind of why I was feeling a little bit burned out. Yeah. So I mean, on the other hand of that though, it's like I do feel really lucky to be getting to do some of that kind of performance, because like, you know, when I first moved to San Francisco, it was just more like kind of fluffy gigs. Mm. And I was, you know, there was like, when I think the first year I lived in the city, I had like gone to symphony with my friend, and I was like, oh, like I haven't played orchestra in a minute, like I miss it, you know, kind of thing. Mm. So, you know, it's like really cool to have the opportunities, but it was almost like when it rained it poured, and I yeah. got like a lot of opportunities that were like a lot of work. And like the kind of thing too where you, if I actually counted out like how many hours I practiced the music, I'm like, oh, I wouldn't be making minimum wage, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you get paid pretty well per hour for like the actual hours of rehearsal you're going to, you know?
Oh,
I'm like,
good.
If you saw that figure, you'd be like, oh, that's pretty nice. But then if you actually calculate like outside of the rehearsals how much time I was like having to spend to learn the parts, it's like, well, it's not great.
Yeah.
yeah.
Hmm. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, sure.
So, I was also wondering, and we kind of talked about this earlier, too, but not exactly in this direction, but, like, because
yeah.
we talked about, like, minus your career, kind of, like, or ideal situation. Do you still have, like, things where you, like, always wanted to play a certain piece of music or with a certain group, or, like, what would be, like, your ideal musically or career-wise, like, within the next 10 to 15 years?
Oh, that's a good question. Totally. I think I'd like to do more, like, chamber music, so, like, small ensembles. Because right now I'm doing a lot of orchestral stuff. I'm doing some chamber music, but, yeah, it'd be cool to do more chamber music and more things where, like, because basically right now most of my work is, like, working with groups that already have the schedule planned and whatever, and you just, you know, you get hired on to do certain concerts, and it's, like, they've already programmed it and stuff. And so, like, a lot of my friends who do more things with chamber music, they are actually have gotten funding for their own groups and have, like, they do all the programming and they choose the pieces and stuff like that. So that would be cool to, you know, lean more in that direction, to have a little bit more creative control over, like, what I'm playing, and, like, to work with, yeah, just, like, smaller groups.
Okay, and so for the last question, because I feel like we're both getting cold and asleep.
Yeah.
But what, can you explain chamber music to us?
Yeah, so chamber music is just basically, you know, art music, typically, like, classical music or, you know, in that general vein, and with, like, a smaller group. So, like, it might be, like, a trio or a quartet or even, like, you know, 7 or 8 players, but it's not, like, a full orchestra.
But it's still, is it original music or is it still, like, existing classical music?
Yeah, typically you kind of have the idea of, like, it would be pre-composed, you know, existing classical music. But you could totally have new compositions as well.
Yeah, because I remember I like to listen to Sorin and Balmorea.
Oh, cool.
And I feel like when I was, like, showing you them before, maybe you were saying it was, like, almost like chamber music or something like that. But then I kind of had in my head that it was, like, more original, like, classical instruments playing modern music.
Oh.
But it sounds like it's not that.
So not entirely. Yeah. But there is, like chamber pop is totally a thing, too. Like you know, I'm trying to think of, like San Fermin would be a band in that vein. Or, like kind of, like, indie classical. That's totally a thing, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I saw, like, a Pandora playlist that was called that.
Yeah. So that's a really cool genre. That actually, that's another thing that would be fun. I mean, I really do enjoy, like, that collaboration between, like, you know, I don't know, like, some of Sufjan Stevens' works, for example, that are instrumental, or, like, things like that sort of bridge that gap between indie and classical. That would be something I'd love to do more. Yeah. That's super fun.
When you did the Yolk Lore thing, what was that, kind of that or not really?
A little bit, yeah, because it's like I was coming up with the part for harp for, like, you know, like, basically an indie song. So
nice.
Yeah, it was super fun. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. All right, we gotta find that link for that. Cool. Well, this is fun. Thanks, Kristen.
Oh, yeah,
for
agreeing
to do my podcast and be my first guest. I feel like you're so articulate and, like, it's just, you're such a vibe. Oh, I should take a picture because you look so cute.
Oh, thanks, you too. Yeah, thanks for having me. It's an honor.
Thanks for listening, guys. I hope you enjoy the podcast. And support classical music. I was going to try to give you a shout out, but I was like, I don't think you post anything anywhere, really. But
Not too much.
You're just living your best life.
I have, like, 2 videos on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. See, follow Chris. If you need a harp player in the Bay Area, there we go.
Hey.
KristenLloydHarp@gmail.com, right?
Yeah.
And that's part of why I was asking your middle name, because I'm like, in my mind, your full name is Kristen.
I know. I think people assume it's like a hyphenated last name or something.
So funny.
Basically.
All right. Bye, guys.